Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Life doesn't have to happen in a particular order, and it doesn't have to look a particular way. You can enjoy things in every single season.
We really love that our mother's prayers cover us and their insight definitely guides us, but at some point we have to mature and have our own insight and discernment ourselves.
It's a lot.
Hello. Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to another episode TMS Hot Takes.
Hot with TMS Hot Takes. Welcome
yes,
back.
Yes, we are. Today, many of things are popping. This episode is recorded a bit in advance. So I thought instead of talking about some hot topics, we'll just answer some dilemmas, get through, you know, some issues that, you know, the people are going through and just try and give as much advice as possible.
Oh, that's
so sweet. Less so unserious and more so, you know, helpful.
Yeah. The sisters are in agony. I like that.
Yeah. So I thought, why not jump straight into it with a little ding, ding, ding.
Dilemma.
Hello, my big sisters.
Hi.
I hope you are well. I love you so much. And how you guys have really impacted my life. I'm so happy I'm receiving such beautiful advice at such a young age that I can carry throughout my life.
So
I'm a 20-year-old girl and I don't have anything together, but I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
After matric, I basically had one friend from high school left. We weren't close in high school at all, and I never even sat down with him during lunch times, etc.
Mm-hmm.
But we had been texting for a year, and we obviously got closer, and I definitely considered him as a friend. Unfortunately, he lost his mother, and him and his brother, who is age 17, had to move in with his grandmother, who also passed away a few months later. He had to get a job, and it was hard for him. He didn't get support from family, which is what I assume. He would ask for money from me to assist with things like his brother's school things, food, the house, and more. I was okay with it because I understood the circumstances, but now it's a problem. I feel terrible, but he continuously asks me for money that I don't even have. I now feel like I was providing for them and not me. I stopped responding to his text, and I would block him because he would call with random numbers. He would try contacting me on different platforms, and I kept running away. I want to tell him that I can't send money to him anymore, but sometimes I feel like I'm all he's got in his life and I can't help him then, and if I can't help him then who else will? I know he really needs the money, but I need my money too. I'm paying for a car, I'm young, and I want to buy stuff and all, but I feel so guilty. What should I do? Please help your baby sister from South Africa. Thank you.
Aww, sis, thank you for sending this one in. That's a sticky one. Still, first of all, can I just say it is absolutely not your responsibility to be basically providing for that entire family. The situation is extremely unfortunate, and God bless you for actually being a good friend and stepping up with not just the financial support but actually just being there as a friend. It sounds like he's been for a really challenging period of his life, and with the loss of somebody so near and dear, it can be very difficult to overcome. However, this doesn't mean that it is squarely on your shoulders to take up that responsibility. Absolutely not, especially considering that you're young, and also especially considering that you two have to take care of yourself and actually need to make sure that you're in a good place to be able to fund yourself but also just do a whole bunch of other things in life in general. So I do think that as much as it was a kindness initially, now it's getting to a point where it's kind of taking the piss. So I do think it is worth sitting down and having a conversation if you haven't already, because it doesn't sound like you've addressed it just yet with him, to let him know, look, I cannot afford to continuously give you money. You may be able to help out here and there, and that's your prerogative to do if you feel comfortable. I can't tell you to stop doing it if you feel like you've been led to support him in that way. However, I just don't think it's conducive, especially given all of the priorities and the responsibilities that you now have, especially because it has now impacted you financially to the point where you may not be able to stay afloat. So you're kind of in a lose-lose situation anyways. And irrespective of you supporting financially, they are still going to have to find a way to make it work anyway. So I think it's also like being very transparent in this instance, especially because you guys have been friends. You should be able to tell a friend, look, I'm not able to support you in this way. Yeah. And I think that might actually be an opportunity to offer support in a different way as well, mm-hmm. right? So it's not that you're shutting the door. You're just saying that you can't support in this particular way because it's not helping either of you at the end yeah. of the day, but saying, hey, I can be there for you mentally, emotionally, I'm here to support you, even with, you know, managing the finances that he does have coming in, or thinking about other opportunities where they may be able to generate a bit more finance or income, finding those opportunities, you'd be down to support. Yeah. But you directly giving that finances is just unsustainable for the both of you and will impact your relationship in the long run. So I do think it is about having a very transparent, candid, uncomfortable conversation, making your boundaries known, mm-hmm. making it clear that you're no longer able to support in this particular way, but as a friend, you are happy to show up in all of the other ways. And you're also happy to help him with generating income or supporting in some way as he figures that out or as the family figures it out. But it's absolutely not your responsibility to continue to carry that way in any way, shape or form. And it's important that you do have that conversation. And I do think that, I know that it can be quite overwhelming. And you mentioned in your dilemma that you had blocked him previously and that he's continuing to call you on like different numbers. So I don't know if you've already articulated your boundaries, but that's some real boundary transgression there. So it really is holding steadfast and saying, look, I don't think that this is appropriate behavior considering the track record that I have with you and considering our relationship, and very much setting the terms of how you want this relationship to move forward is so, so key and so, so important. Yeah. But yeah, this is definitely not, it's not something that you should be dealing with. And I get that you can feel a bit guilty, especially because it kind of sounds like he's become a little bit overly dependent on you and overly dependent on your income. Mm-hmm. And that's just not fair. It's not a good position to be in for you, but also it's actually just not fair. So I do think it is worth having that final conversation, reiterating your boundaries, and really focusing on yourself and the things that you need to take care of first before mm-hmm. you feel like you can, you know, support in that way as well. Mm-hmm. Like this really does sound like an opportunity for you to almost, I don't want to say retreat, but I really do think you need to reorient a little bit, mm-hmm. scale back a bit, especially because you're so young, and really think about where are my resources best deployed? What are the things that I really want to work towards? Yeah. And really think about how these, like this kind of giving is impacting you financially, but also impacting you in other areas like your income generation and your actual capacity to give. So you really do need to have that solid, hard conversation with love to say that you can't do this anymore, but you are happy to support in other areas and really try and prioritize yourself in this season, is what I would say.
I completely agree with you. I think you've hit the nail on the head with it. Like, it's not your responsibility to help. I think out of a kind and giving heart, especially considering all that they've been through, it's very understandable that you want to help in mm-hmm. some way and provide assistance, but help can look very different. And I think it's good to be very honest and very vocal about the fact that you're not in the financial position to actually help them, and you've done all that you can, and you know, if anything, you can help in other ways, but you can't keep supporting him financially and supporting his brother. But I do think there are other ways you can support, you know, especially from a friendship standpoint, emotionally, being there for him to communicate with. But I do think it warrants, this behavior and this dilemma warrants a conversation about boundaries and about the pressure that you seem to be feeling. And I think it's important to be in relationships where you can be honest in the most respectful and also considerate way, considering what he's going through. Yeah. But just let him know, you know, you're happy to support with him, maybe getting a new job that maybe pays a bit more, or setting up something that pays him, you know, on the side of his main job, helping his brother maybe find resources to be able to pay for his schooling stuff, things that maybe cost you your time, and that's something you'll now sacrifice instead. But make sure that your sacrifice isn't too much for you to bear, because you are also young, you're trying to figure your life out, and before you know it, you could be burnt out or just emotionally drained by it all as well. And so definitely protect yourself and preserve yourself by maintaining your boundaries and articulating them to him again in a kind and considerate way, while still providing some kind of support which is within your capacity. If he's asking you for too much that's outside of your capacity, just be honest about it. You don't have the capacity for it. You don't have the finances for it. And hopefully he understands. This would be a really bad thing for your friendship to be conditioned on. And I think it would speak louder of him. And obviously he's gone through a whole bunch of stuff. And so it would be very understandable if it's very distressing for him and he's kind of looking to you to be that support and be that lifeline, especially if he doesn't have that many friends as well. But I do think if he's also your friend, then he'll have a degree of understanding that, listen, we're both young, right? And this thing happened to me and I want to be able to provide for my family. If you can help, yes, but if you can't, I understand. Like, you're just my friend, you're not my sister or anyone else who has to kind of carry this burden with him. So yeah, I think have a honest conversation, just be honest, but again, be considerate, because he's probably not coming from a bad place, but you definitely do need to articulate your boundaries. Yes, sis, sorry. And I'm very sorry to your friend that he went through this, losing two matriarchs of your family, or, you know, people who are your caretakers, is hard.
It's tough.
And so, yeah, just provide him some emotional support as well, if you can. And yeah, see what his reaction is to that conversation. Yeah, I thought that was quite sad. Very, very, very tight. We've been getting a lot of dilemmas about people losing their parents. And it's sad. I can't imagine being so young and losing a parent or your main caretaker. Like, shout out to every single person who's going through that. And yeah, please seek help where you can, for sure. Second dilemma. Hi, sisters. Hey. Thank you for all the work that you do. I love listening to you. Thank you so much.
Oh, that's
my dilemma. My dilemma may not seem like much of a dilemma, but it's been on my mind quite a lot lately. I'm turning 25 this year. My husband and I met when I was 20 and he was 25. And after 6 months of dating, we decided to get married, and I was 21 by then. Since then, we've moved across the country together for our jobs, bought a house, and are expecting our first child later this year.
Congrats.
Congratulations. That is beautiful. All of this has happened within the span of 4 years. Wow. My partner is the most incredible person I know. He is kind, driven, and God-fearing, and I feel incredibly blessed for the life that I have. As someone who came from a broken home, he has provided me with the life I dreamed of for myself, and I'm excited to grow our own family and watch him be a father. That is so wonderful. However, I am only 24 years old, and sometimes I cannot help but feel as though it all happened so quickly. My age mates are going out, brackets, I am very introverted and never went out even before marriage, close brackets, and figuring out their lives, and everyone around me seems to say I have life figured out because of my circumstances. Lately, I can't help but feel anxious because I feel I've basically crossed all of the big life milestones within a short period of time and at a very young age. And I don't know what's next for me. Is it wrong to feel bad for accomplishing big life milestones when I still have so much life to live?
That's a great dilemma.
Yeah.
And yeah, just a reiteration on the congratulations on the little person coming through soon. That's exciting. But no, sis, it's actually perfectly normal to be feeling this way. I think you have definitely gone through some quite transformative experiences. Congratulations on the marriage, the kid, the house, like huge milestones. And you definitely should be celebrating that. But it doesn't mean that you might not feel anxious, or might not feel like, are things supposed to be going this way? Will I have time? I think comparison is often, it's something that we've spoken about quite a bit on this podcast, but comparison can be the thief of joy. And it always feels like somebody else's grass is greener than yours, no matter what side you're on. You'll be looking over the fence saying, oh, that grass is green, not knowing that it's plastic. So I do think that there is something here around comparison. I think you have a lot of like wonderful things in your lives, but it can be very easy to feel, especially if your kind of immediate community, you are one of a few or one of the only people that are going through these experiences. It can feel quite isolating, even if you do have a community. I think it's important, and I love that you are quite honest in feeling that anxiety and actually naming it, because it's easy to kind of go along with it and feel hunky-dory and kind of feel like, oh, you know, I have no reason to be feeling this way because everything is seemingly perfect, but you are very much well within your rights to be feeling anxious. These are big life things, yes. Right, like you've bought a house, you have a husband, yeah, you are having a kid. It's a lot. It's really a lot to process, so it's normal to sit with that anxiety. It's normal to feel kind of uncomfortable as well. But I would definitely encourage you to really choose to sit in that joy as well. It's really scary but also really, really exciting. So really leaning into the fact that you do have a community of people around you. Yes, they have different experiences, but I do think it would be very worth just, again, leaning into that community and having honest conversations with a lot of the people that are different to you. I think you'll find that whilst folks look to you and say, oh, you have life kind of figured out and, you know, we're still going out and all that kind of stuff, there are also some cons or like some pieces of their experiences or chunks of their experiences that you may miss out on just by virtue of not having the opportunity to sit with them. So I would definitely encourage you to really have those conversations with your community and the people that are close to you that are different to you to get a fuller picture of what their lives are like and the differences as well, because it's so easy to compare ourselves to the highlights reels of other people's lives. And I also want to encourage you that just because you have all of these things in your lives, especially responsibilities, that doesn't mean that you're not going to be able to enjoy your life or enjoy things afterwards, right? There's a lot of people that, you know, have kids and have families, but are still able to go out and enjoy the things that they really care about, whether it is going out and grabbing a drink. Yes, it may be a bit more difficult, or it may not even difficult, but it may look a bit different. It's really embracing that this is a part of your story and you're well within your right to enjoy every single chapter as it comes. So don't think that this is kind of like an end. This is really the beginning. I think seeing them as kind of big life goals, it means that you have a whole stretch of life ahead of you to dream again, to have goals, to factor in your family into that. You can definitely go out. Find a nice babysitter and go outside if that's something that you desire.
Absolutely.
But also equally, like when your kid or your kids grow old, like there's the opportunity for you to enjoy, go out, travel, do the things that you might feel like you're missing out on right now. Like life doesn't have to happen in a particular order and it doesn't have to look a particular way. You can enjoy things in every single season, and it doesn't have to be in specific seasons that you enjoy specific things like that. So I think embrace that. Like, yeah, you got a lot of these big life goals and milestones out of the way early. That means, okay, later you may be able to enjoy all of the good stuff that you feel like you missed out on. There's no rule, there's no like blueprint that's better than any other. And I think also enjoy the fact that you have a great, like the things that you do have that are great, right? Like you mentioned that you have a wonderful partner, like the opportunity to continue to create experiences with that person, life-changing. And it's often a thing that, especially in today's like society and culture and whatnot, we can often bash relationships, or there's so much prevailing narratives around like broken relationships and not finding the right one. I think just really finding joy in the fact that you have your person and you can create experiences with that person too. Family experiences, but also the experiences that you have shared being married. And then the beautiful experience that is motherhood. Of course, it's going to be challenging and it comes with its ebbs and flows, but there is something that is just particularly beautiful about bringing a child into this world. So really reveling in that journey in of itself is what I would say. But yeah, sis, like very well within your right to feel that way, but you have a undoubtedly beautiful life ahead of you, and you can pursue all of these different things in different seasons. There's no right way to go about life, and use this as an opportunity to dream about what does life look like after. Enjoy the now and revel in the now, but what does life also look like after? Are there different seasons that you can enjoy some of the things you think you're missing out on? That's what I would say. But CDB, go for
it. I completely agree. I think it's not bad that you are feeling a little bit of anxiety or just having these thoughts that are like, okay, things are going well, this is all really nice, but have I missed out on some stuff? What does this mean for the future, right? I think every season, whether good or bad, comes with its discomforts. But it's whether you allow that anxiety to consume you. And it sounds like you are very grateful for the things you have, a partner.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
You know, you've bought a home, you've got your first child on the way. These are all such amazing things to be grateful for. Yeah. And I love what you said about, well, then what do future seasons look like? What can they look like? And also being happy about the fact that life isn't over. Whilst a lot of people do frame these big things as the end goal, you have had them so early in life that it may feel like, okay, so then is this the end of my life? Did I just get here, you know, super early? What about the middle part? Seasons are not the same. They don't come around in the same order for everybody. And it's beautiful that you have found this kind of stability now at a young age. However, it doesn't rob you of the future, and it doesn't rob you of adventure and exploration. Whilst everyone may be out there, you know, having a really good time, you even described that this isn't even what you were like when you were single, you know? And so maybe where you're thinking, oh, maybe I should have done more of that, but that's not even your personality type. So instead of kind of looking at other people and thinking, oh, should I be going out more? Should I be doing this? Maybe what you're craving is a little bit more self-discovery. And knowing what you like and getting to try out different things. And maybe your fear is, I've got these really big responsibilities and really big commitments at this early stage of life. Will I actually be able to do all of that exploration? Because even like you described, having children or becoming a mother changes things a bit. Being a wife changes things a bit. Owning a home changes things a bit. And a lot of the prevailing narratives within society are that these things are a hindrance to your freedom. However, you can decide that they won't be. You can decide that actually I've got a really supportive partner. I can maybe surround myself with, you know, you guys have, it sounds like, stable jobs. You can have childcare if you wanted to. You can maybe travel a little bit. Maybe these things will give you the freedom to be able to explore who you want to be, because you're still young. You're only 24. You're going to be a mother at 24, 25. That is brilliant. You still have so much life ahead of you to explore who you are. This is not the end of your life. This is not the end of the adventure that is discovering who you are. It's just a huge part of who you are now is also wifehood and motherhood. And that's something that a lot of people desire. And so you've just got it in a different order to when to what most people get. And that's completely fine. It just means your story is going to be different. But you have the ability to write it. You can decide, you know what, after I have this child, you know, permitting all things go well, and we definitely wish you a safe delivery and just a very easy transition into motherhood, permitting all things go well, this is what my life is going to look like. Maybe I'll experiment with my career, maybe I'll do more adventuring that looks like this, and let your partner in on those plans as well. That you know, you met me, I was a young babe, I was still figuring myself out, then you cuffed me. So now I need to figure out who I am still as an individual, even within this marriage. And I want you to also have the freedom to do the same. So maybe, you know, bounce ideas off of each other, like, oh, I like this, maybe I'll explore doing this a bit more, can you help, like, you know, maybe take care of the child on this day at this time so that I can go out and do this class or go and do this hobby. So I think this is really a great time for exploration. I love what you said as well, spend time with your friends. I know they may be doing things that you may not be doing, but allow them to actually include you in stuff which celebrates you, celebrates this season, and soak up that celebration. But also as you become a mother, don't think, oh my God, my life is so drastically different from my friends. That it's now altered our friendships and they're going out there being their young 24-year-old selves and I'm here a mother. You know, you can still enjoy your friendships and mm-hmm. that can also give you insight into what their life is really like, you know. And I'm not saying you'll hear, oh, woe is me, we wish we all had your mm-hmm. life. You'll actually probably hear more things that's like, oh, that's super cool, I wish I could do that, but I've got to go home to breastfeed or whatever you have to be responsible for. But it's nice to at least see a more holistic picture and also get to enjoy time with your friends that will hopefully remind you that like your life isn't over. It's just different. Mm. It's just different from the rest of us. And trust me, you will be in a season where your friends' lives will look very different to yours as well. Your kids, your friends are probably going to have their kids when your kid is a lot older.
Right.
So when they are, you know, got to go home to breastfeed, you're doing up, oh, I'm free for the rest of the afternoon. My kids at, you know, school, whatever. And so seasons come and seasons go.
Right.
And so embrace this season that you're in. Soak it up. Really, really soak it up. Don't let these anxieties rob you of your joy. Mm. And then realize that you have the right to still have freedom. It will just look different from what other people, other people's life at your age looks like, and that's okay. You can have your own kind of freedom, which is also as beautiful. So yeah, congratulations. Aww. Really, really, really soak up such huge blessings.
Honestly,
we are so happy for you. Well, and it's done. So good to hear that you have such a great partner,
because honestly,
we get too many dilemmas about trifling men who are doing XYZ. So to all the sisters who are listening, trust me, the men are out there. You're gonna have your own, you can do your own. So this has actually been really inspiring and encouraging, and we hope that your own story even encourages you, you know,
with the pitter patter of little feet. That's exciting.
We love it. A TMS baby.
Hello, Courtney and Renee.
Hello, sweets.
May the Lord shower you guys with his blessings.
Hey, man.
I can't believe I'm actually sending my dilemma for the first time in history.
Mm.
Sorry for the rant. Here is the dilemma. I just turned 18 this past January. I have a close friend who is a guy who is from one African country.
Mm.
Take note, he is not the type of guy I would date, and we are just friends.
Mm.
Fast forward to March 1st, I received a voice audio from my mom, who lives in Ghana.
Hey.
I moved to, shout out to the Ghanaians, Ghana babes. I moved to the USA to join my dad and his family a few years back.
Mm.
In the voice audio, my mom mentioned that the guy friend in my life, 7 years down the line, we are going to get married, and after marriage, he is going to turn into a whole new different beast. The abuse and hurt will lead me to kill myself. When she heard this from the pastor, she cancelled it with the blood of Jesus.
Mm.
I don't know what to do now. Yeah, I do pray, but I told my mom I want to end the friendship because it is getting too much. I can't even look at him without thinking about what my mom said. We graduate in a few months from high school, and now my prayer is that we don't choose to go to the same college.
Mm-hmm.
My mind has been in shackles. What do I do, big sisters? Break the friendship or what? Thank you for reading this email. Love y'all so much. May the peace of the Lord be upon you, lovely amen. Ladies. Hallelujah and amen.
Amen. Woo. Child. Woo. It's a lot. Woo. Well, anyway, shout out to your mom for being a watch.
Hello.
Eyes wide open. Spirit is looking.
Hello.
I can definitely hear how this can be scary. Hey. This is scary. Your mom sending you a voice over here. Audio that this man that's your little friend right now,
your little friend.
7 years, it's always something about the sevens as well.
Isn't
7 years he'll be your husband, and then all of a sudden your whole life's gonna turn upside down. That's in the crazy. Worst way, girl. I understand, and right now the benefit is there is no emotional entanglement there.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think the prayer that you're even making that, you know, post high school, you won't get into the same college is a really good prayer.
Yeah, I'm screaming.
And I understand, because I think it would be easy to be like, oh no, it's just like your mom being whatever, whatever. But I think if maybe God is trying to warn you or something, I'm assuming that you also, you know, like you said, you pray and stuff. So you also hold the same faith. But I think if we could sit here and be like, no, your mom's seen this thing, but it's okay, whatever, cancel it and proceed. And, you know, it doesn't have to be all that. It's all hocus pocus, whatever. Mm. But you know what? Sometimes our moms have discernment that we just don't have.
Right.
Sometimes God gives a warning to anybody to just let us know, proceed with caution. And I think the only advice that I would give here is not only that you should pray and get insight for yourself, but also that you don't allow a deep intimacy to grow between you and this guy. And you're probably thinking, oh no, but like, what if he's the one? I mean, it feels like the dream will be coming to pass, surely. So I think since you don't like this guy, at this point, it's good to just be like, okay, I won't let this go forward. This person can remain my friend, maybe my friend at a distance, but clearly there is something about letting our emotions grow and our intimacy grow. Now, I would definitely say this hugely is anchored on you getting a revelation for yourself, because it's very easy for other people to come to us with warnings, but because we don't have a personal conviction about this thing, we either act very strangely or we don't act at all. And I think it's important for you to just have a personal understanding past the fear, past the initial, oh, my mom said this and I'm a bit spooked out. Definitely take time to like pray and process and think, okay, cool. Like, God, what are you really saying here? Right? Like, if this is the person for me, then clearly something has to break loose. But also, if this isn't, then guard my heart. Like, help me to guard my heart so that I don't enter something that is not for me. And so, yeah, I would definitely say, like, get on your knees and start praying. Praying for insight, praying for your own discernment as well. Like, we really love that our mother's prayers cover us and their insight definitely guides us. But at some point, we have to mature and have our own insight and discernment ourselves. So I would definitely say this is an avenue and an opportunity for you to grow spiritually, to gain insight into, okay, what should I do? How should I treat him? How should we proceed with our friendship? I think on the flip side, seeing it from his perspective, it may be weird that if you completely like back off, cut this friend off, okay, girl, like,
it's a bit strange.
So I wouldn't even say this is a cut him off, don't ever talk to him again, like, cut all ties, close the door. This is more of a like, we're friends and our friendship can also stay right here,
right?
You know, this level of talking from time to time is great. And I know friendships naturally sometimes they evolve in intimacy, but I think you just need to be a lot more mindful of the fact that at the moment you're trying to discern some things. At the moment you're trying to decide what your next steps are. And the thing that would fog this up and make this a lot harder would be you guys getting closer and closer in friendship to the point where a crush maybe evolves, or there is that little like or attraction, or you start to see him in a different way. I would say until you get the clarity that you need and the discernment that you need and the understanding and revelation that you need about this situation, do not allow the relationship to grow into something more intimate. And so park it. Don't stop it, but park it here. This level of, this frequency of communication is great. This, you know, the amount of times we see each other is great. This is it. It will not increase. It will not decrease. We are just where we are right now. You don't need to vocalize all of this to him, of course. But I do think that for you to just have understanding of what's going on in your own life, it would just be good for you to be like, you know what? I like how we are right now. We are friends. You do your life, I'll do my life. But don't allow it to get any closer, basically. How about you?
No, I think that literally hit the nail on the head there. I think it's T for type, because I know when I was younger, I was definitely a little bit more on the rebellious side, and that in terms of taking advice from my mom, or like when she's like, oh, you know, I have a feeling, but I ain't gonna lie to you, my mom's been right.
A whole bunch of times.
And I think there is something about heeding the wisdom of your elders and heeding the wisdom of your parents, especially when they're actively covering you and they care for you and they have a relationship with God. So I think there is something in there about, you know, heeding some kind of wisdom for that. I love what you were saying about growing in spiritual discernment. It's so important that you have your own relationship with God so that you can either confirm, deny, you can be able to come to a decision based on what you believe God is saying to you or what he's speaking to you about. So I think it's very important for you to continue with your prayer life. It's very important for you to continue seeking out the will of God for your life, to understand if this is the guy that, or what, at least a potential avenue through which you can continue. You seem spooked. And that's somebody
very scared.
She said, sisters, I can't lie, I was scared.
And I think it's actually good that you are okay to just let this thing go. It shows that you're in a good place.
You're in a good, I'm not gonna hold on to, I'm not in love with this man. I said, I'm out of here.
No, I'm done.
Mama said, there's something on you. So it seems to me that you're spooked. And as somebody, it seems like you are pursuing a relationship with God. So surely you must have been spooked, because there's something in you that is probably saying, ah, maybe I should continue to see what's going on here. I love that you were also measured in how cis should go about engaging with him, because it is so tempting whenever we have any kind of prophetic word or any kind of cut the person off immediately, leave them, they are evil or whatnot. And it's like, no, it's often not black and white. It's varying degrees of gray. Yeah. And I think it would be very helpful for you because it seems like you guys have a good relationship. He seems like a good guy. Like, I can't speak to any like evil negative in his life. Things. Right. You can't speak to any negative life. It is based on what seems like a prophetic word or some kind of spiritual inclination. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it would be fair for you to cut him off and leave it at that.
Yeah.
I do think at least having some kind of relationship, friendship, it can even be acquaintance if you're kind of spooks, you know what I'm saying, take it back a notch, whatever. And what's wonderful about this is that you're young, you can take your time, like you're 18. Even the idea of, oh, 7 years down the line, you're 25.
Yeah,
like, take your time. Baby, if you need to see that manifest, heaven forbid. But you could be watching with a close eye.
Absolutely.
Soon as y'all turn 25.
See where he's
at. But yeah, I think you sound spooked enough to park that romantic relationship completely. Absolutely. And I think that's also a good sign because it shows that at least that relationship or the prospect of a romantic relationship isn't something that you're already seeking or
invested in,
right? Or something that you would be willing to put above that and what seems like your relationship with God. So that's already a good sign. Mm. But I think it is just about reeling in that spookedness just a little bit. Like,
don't,
girl,
let this make you anxious.
Don't be one of those.
Paranoid.
Yeah,
and you're looking at
is
him.
The word.
Oh, nah.
You know when you hear something about someone, you're looking at
absolutely,
them like.
Absolutely. And I think this actually is something that I wanted to mention. Use this as an opportunity to pray for him.
Yeah.
Because your mum has seen something not just pertaining to your future, but potentially pertaining to his.
Right.
And we obviously don't know if this is conditional if you two get together. And so if he's not with you, he'll be fine and you'll be fine, whatever. But as much as we're giving you advice to protect yourself, it could also be that something is trying to attack him further down the road as well and turn him. So definitely pray for his heart, for his mind, for his character. Don't know if he's a believer either, but definitely just pray for him, because if you don't end up with him, he could end up with someone else. And if this happens, it's just going to be unfortunate. So if God has given you both the kind of preemptive sight to see this, then pray for him.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, you don't have to say anything to him. Just pray for him in your own time. So, yeah, that's what I'd say as well.
I love that.
Yeah, why not, man? Because 7 years is a long time. It's a lot can happen to a person, and a person can definitely change. Stay prayed up. That's literally
prayed
it. Stay prayed up.
You gotta be it. God has to be in your ear. Like, he needs to be. God needs to be that close to you, bruv.
Yeah, that is crazy. Yeah. Definitely guard your heart on that one, sis. But shout out to Mumsy.
Yeah.
One thing that did come to mind, though, no disrespect to your mom, but just make sure that your mom also has a track record of not being like super hyper spiritual, where everything is like a no, don't go there, don't eat this, don't do da da da. Because then sometimes it's like, wait.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
You ever had that? You about to go out? I had a dream.
A dream. Sometimes
the dream.
My mom doesn't do it often enough.
For it to be like
and that's what I mean. So if you have somebody who's always like signposting you, scared, suspicious, paranoid, and all of that, I'm not even vigilant. Saying go against what she said, but just be vigilant. And you know. Yeah, just be budget. But also maybe pray with your mom and see where her head is at. But I'm sure your mom is fine and she's just doing this out of love and what she's
trying to
from a trusted pastor. Because Ghanaian prophets, they be prophesying. So just make sure you check your sources.
They be prophesying.
And how
prophesying.
Do you check your sources? You go to God.
Hallelujah.
And you ask him for yourself, okay? The same way he told them, he can tell you.
Hallelujah.
So that's today's ep. Three dilemmas
in and out
in the bag.
Bob's
let us know if you want us to answer more.
Yeah, we are your agony aunts or agony sisters.
Main episode once a week may not be enough to get through the amount of issues we are being sent at this frequency. And you know what? Please keep sending them to us. We actually really do enjoy helping you and getting to speak some life into you. Some of you may even disagree with what we say. It's okay, it's our podcast.
That's okay.
So Go and find. Go and start your own.
Listen, there we go. But also a major shout out to all the sisters that take it upon themselves to answer the dilemmas as well in the comments. We see you. We love you. Those that have shared experiences as well. God bless you. Please continue to do that work. A sister needs it.
For real. For real. Well, sis, have an amazing rest of your week. See you on Sunday.
Bright and early.
Yeah, follow us everywhere, as you guys already know, to my sisterhood. All right. Take care, cool kids.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.